Well, I just want to say thank you to everyone, especially to the leaders on the stage and everyone that's here, and Charlie and Alta for putting this together. I mean, Roger said in that video that we saw from Dubai that you certainly don't need to be here. You do it because you care for people and you want to help them. And I think that the future is so bright for this group of people that are standing right in this room here. You know, this, what you're doing here today, I hope it's given you a lot of motivation. Has it? Are you motivated?
Yes.
That is only the start. That is only the start, because motivation gets you started. The thing that's going to achieve success is the habit that you are going to start tomorrow. Because now you've got to go and develop a habit, and through that habit you will go and achieve what you set your dreams out to be. Don't be afraid to dream. Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having us. It's wonderful to be part of this team.
Not over yet.
And I really hope that, you know, this weekend has been the first page of your next chapter in your life. And I really hope that this chapter of from today going forward will be a chapter of blessings and abundance. And I just wish you all the best. Thank you.
I just second what Warren and Marco said, and thank you so much for having us here. And I just want to take this moment to congratulate you on the awesome success that you guys are going to have in the next year, and I can't wait to see where you're at when I come back.
Okay, you know, before I go further, I just can't see this on light. I can light up the audience a bit. You know, on that DVD, we spoke about a young couple in Port Alfred, and they're like, yeah, where's Louis and Jasmine? Why don't you put up your hands? Where are you? Well, there they are. Give them a hand, right? That's a young couple ultimately get this demo point in the home, right? So it's actually good to see that they had the function. You know, before I go further, I want to share something with you, especially you younger people. You're going to get ridiculed. Some people are going to tell you you can't do it. Somebody tell you won't be able to do it. And they told Alta and I the same thing. Our parents, both parents, Alta's parents and my parents. But you know, I decided, like on Christmas days, after we joined the business, we just went and wished them, and then we pushed off with our children into the felt and we had a braai, right? We did that for two or three Christmases because I did not want their ridicule or negativity to affect our future, right? So you've got to be real strong with that, right? I can promise you, you're going to be very hard on that one. The next thing I want to share with you, you've heard it all the time, but you know, each and every one of you have got potential that you don't know about, potential you've never used. And you've got to be careful you don't allow somebody else's opinion or ridicule pull you down. Right? Say you can't do it or you won't do it. Dr. Miles Monroe says something very true. I'll never forget it. He actually said it in Bloemfontein once. The wealthiest spot on this planet is not the gold mines and the diamond fields and the oil fields. The wealthiest spot on this planet, most of you came past it today, right, is the cemetery. In the cemetery are dreams that were never achieved, businesses that were never started, opportunities which were never taken, books that were never written. I encourage you, use your full potential that God's given you. God's given you incredible potential. You just don't know it yet. He's put you in this room and in this business to go out there and use your potential and touch the lives of millions of people out there. So I encourage you, just take hold, believe you can, and believe you're going to do it right from now. And you're not going to let anything hold you back. The biggest cause of failure, in my opinion, is a sense of urgency. You need to have a sense of urgency that you're going to do it now. Even when fear gets you, go through and do it. That's when you won't have fear. And go out there. There are millions of people out there in Southern Africa waiting for us. They need us. You know, I've already had people come and say, thank God for this business. I was on the verge of committing suicide. Right? Yet they're in the business. Isn't that exciting? You don't know what's in someone else's heart when you talk with him out there. So put yourself out of the picture. Don't think of yourself. That's selfish. Think of other people. Just go and share it. Some will, some won't. So what? Let's get on with it. And I want to, as I've said, all we can believe it's your time. Your time has arrived. I don't care how long you've been in the business or how brand new you are in the business. It's your time right now. Take that time. You're going to have a lot of guts and courage to go out and do what you have to do, but go and do it. We know you can do it, folks. Let us go out there and take each other by the hand, encourage each other, and let's go and touch the lives of millions of people outside there. They are waiting for us, and no, we're going to do it. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Oh, now you're...